الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: من قرأ القرآن فاستظهره وأحل حلاله وحرم حرامه أدخله الله الجنة وشفعه في عشرة من أهل بيته كلهم قد وجبت لهم النار، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى has, through his kindness, blessed us with innumerable favors. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you endeavor to count the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not be able to do so. Because they are countless, they are innumerable. Quran is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran in itself is a very great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-Quran ahabbu إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Quran is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the heavens and the earth. The heavens, the earth, and whatever they contain. Quran is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than everything. So Quran is the great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then to be able to recite the Quran, that is another great favor. Not to recite the Quran, to be able to recite the Quran. Because there are so many people in the world who are Muslims but unable to recite the Quran. They don't know how to recite the Quran. They cannot differentiate between ba and ta. So to be able to recite the Quran is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter being granted the tawfiq to practically recite the Quran, that is another great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then to be able to recite the Quran with tajweed, with correct intonation, that is another great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be able to recite with tajweed. And thereafter to recite the Quran with tajweed, that is another favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many qurra throughout the world who are able to recite the Quran with tajweed, but they do not recite the Quran with tajweed. Majority of the ulama who graduate from our madaris, majority of them are qurra. But unfortunately, they do not recite the Quran with tajweed, despite knowing the rules of tajweed, despite being able to recite the Quran with tajweed. There are many qurra who will recite the Quran with tajweed only on the musalla, or only when they are requested to recite the Quran in jalsa. But when they recite the Quran on their own, they will not recite the Quran with tajweed. So to be able to recite the Quran with tajweed is a separate favor, and to practically recite the Quran with tajweed is a separate favor. Thereafter, to be able to recite the Quran with a melodious voice. This melodious voice, it is the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every qari will not be able to recite like Qari Saeed. And his voice is not something that you can find in the market and purchase it for £1 million, for £2 million. It is a direct gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires, this gift will remain with Qari Sahib. Qari Sahib has no control over this gift. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve him and preserve all the ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him for a very long time. May Allah save Qari Sahib and all of us. If Allah desires, he can snatch away any favor instantly whenever he desires. Yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted me the tawfiq to carry out the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam of ta'ziyah. A mother of my close friend passed away, and I went to their home for ta'ziyah. Iyadat is to visit somebody who is sick, and ta'ziyah is to visit somebody who has suffered a calamity. And both are sunnah. Nowadays, we talk about seerah. In our seerah gatherings, in our seerah jalsas, we will talk about seerah. And majority of the times we discuss the features of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. No doubt, it is rewarding and meritorious. Discussing any aspect of the life of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is meritorious. It is rewarding. Naam unka jahan bhi liya jayega, zikr unka jahan bhi kiya jayega, نور ہی نور سینوں میں بھر جائے گا، ساری محفل میں جلوے ٹپک جائیں گے. نام ان کا جہاں بھی، ویر ایور ہز نیم از مینشن، ویر ایور ہز ذکر از میڈ، ہز نیم ہز سیرہ از مینشن، اینی آسپیکٹ آف ہز سیرہ، دی ہارٹس ول بی انلائٹنڈ ود دا نور اینڈ دی گیدرنگ ول بی انلائٹنڈ ود دی تجلی فرام اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی، نو ڈاؤٹ. But should we be only discussing one aspect of his life? How handsome he was. How handsome he was. What were his features? Only that aspect. Maybe because the public enjoys listening to that aspect of his life. Or should we be concentrating more on what he did? What he did and what he expected us to do. The seerah is very, very vast. This is only a tiny particle of his seerah, how he looked. He was the most handsome. The features Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not grant anybody else those features. Those people who were questioned about him, that can you tell us how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked like, they would reply and they would say, Ya bunayya, O my son, law ra'aytahu, ra'ayta shamsa tali'atan. How can I mention his feature? If you had seen him, you would have seen the sun rising. چاند سے تشبیح دینا بھی انصاف ہے، از اٹ جسٹس ٹو کمپیئر دا فیس آف آور بلوڈ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم ود دی فل مون؟ از اٹ جسٹس؟ نو، دا فل مون از ناٹ کلیئر. وین یو لک ایٹ دا فل مون یو سی کریٹرز. یو سی شیڈوز ان دا فل مون. And when you look at the beloved face of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, you see nothing but noor. Chand se tashbih dena bhi insaaf hai, chand mein hai jhaiyan aur Hazrat ka chehra saaf hai. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha used to say, lana shamsun walil afaqi shamsu. لنا شمس ولل آفا کے شمس و شمسی خیر من شمسی سمائی. دیر آر ٹو سنز، ون از دی سن شائننگ برائٹ ان دا اسکائیز اینڈ دی ادر سن واکنگ اراؤنڈ ان دا اسٹریٹس آف مدینہ منورہ. اینڈ عائشہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہا سیز، آئی ہیو آبزروڈ ویری کیئرفلی بوتھ آف دیم اینڈ مائی کنکلوژن از و شمسی خیر من شمسی سمائی. My sun is far more better than the sun shining in the heavens. No doubt, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was the most handsome. Most handsome. Wa ahsanu minka lam tara qattu ayni wa ajmalu minka lam talidin nisa'u. He has to be the most handsome because according to Hassan ibn Thabit radiyallahu anhu, no mother had given birth to any child who was more handsome than he. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِّن كُلِّ عَيْبٍ. You have been created pure from every fault. We see so many handsome people around us. And we say, MashaAllah, Maulana is very, very handsome. If only his ears were like this. My father is very, very handsome. If only his eyebrows were like this. We will find fault somewhere. But Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu says, from head to toe, When we look at you, خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِّن كُلِّ عَيْبٍ. Allah has created you pure from every fault. You are so pure that when we look at your features, we come to this conclusion that before creating you, Allah was asking you, how shall I make your nose? How shall I make your eyes? How shall I make your ears? And Allah created each limb of your body according to your desire. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِّن كُلِّ عَيْبٍ كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. I am also discussing the features of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, because it is rewarding, it is meritorious. It creates in our hearts the love for our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when the love is generated in our hearts, then we find the encouragement to learn more about his life and follow his life. But this is not the only aspect. This is a very, very tiny particle of the great seerah. Lafz be bas zuban hai mazoor, mujhse zikr rasool kya hoga. The poet is saying, lafz be bas, I cannot find the words to discuss that great life. Lafz be bas zuban hai mazoor, my tongue is disabled, I cannot find the words, my tongue cannot discuss that great life. Lafz be bas zuban hai mazoor, mujhse zikr rasool kya hoga. How will this insignificant servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discuss the life of that great Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? His seerah is an ocean which has no shore. And if you come across an ocean which has no shore, is it possible to cross that ocean? So the poet says, لفظ بے بس زبان معذور مجھ سے ذکر رسول کیا ہوگا نہ کنارہ ہو جس سمندر کا وہ سمندر عبور کیا ہوگا. The ocean which has no shore, how can one cross that ocean? We should discuss the features of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in did. But we should also fulfill the rights of the other aspects of his beloved seerah. Oh, other aspects. What was his behavior? What was his behavior with his wives? What was his behavior with his children? What was his behavior with his companions? What was his behavior with his neighbors? What was his behavior with the Muslims, with the non-Muslims? What was his behavior with the defeated nations? What was his behavior with the sick people? What was his behavior with the not so fortunate, with the deprived sector of the human society? But no, we have no time to discuss that. No time to discuss that. Because if we study his feature only, then no homework is followed. And if we discuss his actions, then homework is followed. We discuss his features, say subhanallah and leave the gathering. But if we discuss his sunan, if we discuss his life, then we have to go home and implement those actions in our lives. And we find that difficult. And Quran says it is this aspect of his seerah that is important. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. In the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is uswatun hasana, a good example. We need to see him perform salat in the books of hadith. We need to see him perform salat. Those people who study the books of hadith, who teach the books of hadith, who learn the books of hadith, they are actually seeing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's life. They view him practically doing things. They view his sajda, they view his ruku. They view his ibadat, they view his muamalat, they view his muasharat, they view his husn-e-akhlaq. Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahimahullahu ta'ala, the great muhaddis, he would spend hours in solitude. Hours. So somebody said, Ala tastawhish. Oh, Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahimahullahu ta'ala, do you not feel bored? On your own? Do you not become depressed? Do you not experience anxiety? You spend hours on your own. So he said, Kaifa astawhish? كيف أستوحش وأنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه. Why should I feel bored? Why should I become depressed? Why should I become the victim of anxiety when I am not alone? According to you, I am alone. But when I am alone, I am studying the life of the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم and the Sahaba. So I am always in the company of Nabi and the Sahaba. Ridwanullahi ta'ala alihim ajma'in. So ta'ziyah is a sunnah. Iyadah is a sunnah. I urge each and every brother, sister that is listening to me at this very moment, from today, make this a goal of your lives. I want to learn the sunan, the behavior of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and bring that behavior in my life. Please, make a firm resolution. Young, old, students, workers, ulama, non-ulama, all of us, the religious and the irreligious, everybody make a firm resolution that inshallah from today, the life of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be the objective. And we will study that great life and we will emulate him in every aspect of our lives. Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala, a very pious personality and a very great poet, he used to say, Nakshe kadam nabi ke hain, jannat ke raaste. Nakshe kadam nabi ke hain, jannat ke raaste. The footprints of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam are the path leading to Jannah. So if you find his footsteps and follow those footsteps, you will find yourself in Jannah. You can blindly follow his footsteps and you are sure to reach Jannah. Nakshe kadam nabi ke hain jannat ke raaste, Allah se milate hain sunnat ke raaste. And through the path of sunnah, you will become the beloved of Allah. Because Allah says, In kuntum tuhibbun Allah fattabi'uni. Follow in my footsteps. Yuhibbukum Allah. You will become the beloved of Allah. It is for this reason one poet says, Teri mi'raj ke tu loho qalam tak pahuncha. Teri mi'raj ke tu loho qalam tak pahuncha. Your mi'raj. And your greatest achievement was that you reached the lawh and the qalam. From Makkah Mukarrama, you traveled to Baytul Maqdis in a split of a second. Thereafter, you visited Adam alayhi salam on the first heaven, Isa alayhi salam on the second heaven, Yusuf alayhi salam in the third heaven, and Idris alayhi salam in the fourth heaven, Harun alayhi salam in the fifth heaven, Musa alayhi salam in the sixth heaven, and Ibrahim alayhi salam in the seventh heaven. You reached Sidratul Muntaha. Further, you visited Jannah, you visited Jahannam, Lohe, Mahfuz, Qalam, and you communicated with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is your miraj. That is your miraj. What is my miraj? What is my miraj? What is my greatest achievement? PhD? Becoming the wealthiest person in Huddersfield? Becoming the chair of the masjid? Becoming an MP? Becoming a member of parliament, becoming a count, is that? No. My greatest achievement is to learn your way and to follow your way. Teri mi'raj ke tu loho qalam tak pahuncha. Meri mi'raj ke main tere qadam tak pahuncha. Your mi'raj is the mi'raj and isra. And my mi'raj is that I study your life and follow your life. Please, my friends, do not look down upon any sunnah. Any sunnah, any easiest sunnah is far more greater than this world and whatever it contains. Do not look down upon miswak. Do not look down upon dasturkhan. Do not look down upon giving something with the right hand, taking something with the right hand. Do not feel that, oh, it's only an insignificant act. Enter the masjid with the right foot and leave the masjid with the left foot. Put the coat on with the right hand first and then take it off with the left hand first. No. No. Try to become like Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every aspect of your life. Go with this firm resolution, my friends. This is what Quran teaches us. This is what the seerah of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches. So taziyah, iyadah. If a friend becomes sick, we visit him. But if somebody who is not a friend to us, if he becomes sick, we don't visit him. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not say in the ahadith that a right of a friend upon you is that you visit him when he is sick. No. The right of a Muslim is that when he is sick, you visit him. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not say that it is only the right of your relative and right of your friend that you participate in his funeral. It is the right of a Muslim, whether you know him or not, that you participate when he passes away. So Allah granted me the tawfiq. He was a friend. And nowadays when something happens to our friend, then we visit him. I visited him. And after me, another person followed with his brother. His brother was guiding him. And this person, first, he was born dumb, so he could not speak. Thereafter, he lost his capability of hearing. So he could not hear. He can't speak and he cannot hear. And a few months ago, he has lost his eyesight. Deaf, dumb and blind. Just ponder for a moment, my friends, what his life must be like. Deaf, dumb and blind. How can he express his feelings to somebody? These favors are granted to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they can be taken away at any moment in time, at any point in our life. Some of us are more fortunate, some of us are less fortunate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us all these favors, all these favors. We are only discussing one favor at the moment, the favor of the Quran. Quran itself is a favor. Then to be able to recite the Quran and then to actually recite the Quran, to be able to recite the Quran correctly and then to actually recite it correctly, to be able to recite the Quran with a melodious tone. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Zayyinul Qur'an bi aswatikum. Adorn your recitation with melodious tones. But everybody don't have melodious tones. Everybody don't have all the ni'mats in one go. He is able to recite. He is able to recite with tajweed. And he is able to recite with a melodious tone. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants yet another favor. He is able to recite the Quran. He is able to recite it correctly with a melodious tone that affects the heart. There are so many qurra who recite the Quran correctly with melodious tone, the ears enjoy it, but the heart does not experience anything. But there are qurra like our Qari Sahib, when they recite, even the heart is affected. The heart is affected. It is called tahazzun. When the hearts are affected as a result of a recitation, it is called tahazzun. And our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to recite, one of the qualities of his recitation was tahazzun. It used to affect his heart and it used to affect the hearts of those listening to him. And this comes directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot buy this from anywhere. And then another ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Being able to memorize the glorious Quran. But not everybody who is able to memorize is the Quran. There are so many young people who take admission in the Hifz class. 15 days one juz, 15 days another juz, 15 days another juz. But after 4-5 juz, they decline to become huffaz of the Quran. So they have the ability to become huffaz, but they don't. So there is another favor. Allah grants the ability and thereafter Allah practically gives them the tawfiq to become huffaz of the Quran. Three huffaz will be completing the Quran today inshallah. Who are studying in the masjid of, in the Madani masjid. A masjid situated in Huddersfield. So that masjid is very, very blessed. And this masjid is very blessed. That this masjid has been granted the opportunity for the completion of three Qurans to take place. So Hafi Sahib rightly thanked the masjid for facilitating, but the masjid should thank him also for granting them the opportunity. Three Qurans will be completed in this masjid. Imagine the barakat that this masjid will acquire. There was a very great Qari in Pakistan, Qari Rahim Baksh Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi. Qari Rahim Baksh Panipati Rahmatullahi Alayhi. Not only a great Qari, but a wali of a very high caliber. Not only a Qari, Qari of a very high caliber and also wali of a very high caliber. When I studied his life, I was astonished. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. It was his habit to recite 2/3 of the Quran daily. With all his responsibilities, he was one of the greatest Qaris that the world has seen. And his ustad was the greatest Qari of his time, Qari Fateh Muhammad Panipati Rahmatullahi Alayhi. And he was a wali of a very high caliber also. And Qari Rahim Baksh Sahib Rahimahullahu Ta'ala was the head of the Department of Qira'ah in Khairul Madaris. And I think the name of the masjid where he used to perform all his salat regularly was Masjid-e-Sirajan. If I can remember correctly. Masjid-e-Sirajan. The management of the masjid decided to bring the masjid down and reconstruct. So Qari Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala was the teacher of Qira'ah in Khairul Madaris, but he was so connected to the Quran. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So connected to the Quran. Day and night, Quran, 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 Quran. That even after hours, he would teach Quran in his masjid, Masjid-e-Sirajan. After Isha, between Maghrib and Isha, early before Fajr at Tahajjud time, after Fajr. So his lessons would take place in Khairul Madaris also and in Masjid-e-Sirajan also. And my late mentor, Qari Haji Muhammad Farooq Sahib Rahimahullahu Ta'ala. He was from Sakhar. The Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, who was in turn the Khalifa of Hakim Ul-Ummat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi. Haji Muhammad Farooq Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi once said to me that I went to Karachi. And I learned that Qari Rahim Baksh Sahib Rahimahullahu Ta'ala is at the moment visiting Karachi. And he would seldom leave Khairul Madaris. Because he was very, very punctual in regard to teaching. If he had a flight from Multan at 10 o'clock in the morning, then he would not leave for the airport from his home. What is our culture? I am also a teacher in a Darul. I have been a teacher for a very long time. What is our culture? If my flight is on Wednesday and I am to leave at 9 o'clock in the morning from home, or 10 o'clock, or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we don't go to madrasa that day. We make preparations and we leave from home. Qari Sahib would make all his preparations before tahajjud salat. And he would come to Masjid-e-Siraja, take his class before tahajjud. He would take his class after fajr. Then he would go with all his luggage to the madrasa. And he would teach till the last moment. And when he arrived again from an international flight also in Multan, and he arrived at a time when he is able to at least attend one period that day, then with all his luggage he would go straight to Khairul Madaris, teach and then go home. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us, the ulama and the huffaz and the qurra, the same zeal for teaching the Quran. So he would seldom leave Khairul Madaris. So Haji Muhammad Farooq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says that when I heard that Qari Rahim Bakh Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala is in Karachi, I went to meet him, and when I met him, he was performing wudu. And after he performed his wudu, we met each other, Assalamu Alaikum Wa Alaikum Assalam. And after that Qari Sahib said, if you give me permission, I will perform Tahiyyatul Wudu. Tahiyyatul Wudu, and then I will sit and talk to you. You've come to visit me. So Haji Muhammad Farooq Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala said that he was a pious person, and it was my desire to take barakah from him as much as possible. That is why I went to visit him. So I said, Hadrat, Tahiyyatul Wudu is nafl. So if you may permit me, I will join you. You lead the 2 rakat of Tahiyyatul Wudu and I will perform with you. The two of us will make jama'ah in nafl salah. He says, okay, fine. Haji Muhammad Farooq Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala said that Qari Rahim Bakh Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala led the 2 rakat nafl. I was behind him. And he said that he started reciting the Quran audibly. And that is what I wanted. I wanted to hear him recite audibly. And he said that in the first rakat he recited 10 juz. Tahiyyatul Wudu, in the first rakat he recited 10 juz, and there is no one between me and my late mentor Haji Muhammad Farooq Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala. I have heard it directly from Hazrat. 10 juz in the first rakat. And Haji Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says that I had no regrets whatsoever, because he was reciting the Quran correctly with tajweed, with melodious tone, tahazzun. He said, I enjoyed every moment of it, and I didn't even know how the time passed. Great Qari. And Qari, not only Qari, Qari who practiced the Quran. What we want, my friends, is Huffaz who practiced the Quran, Qurra who practiced the Quran, Ulama who practiced the Quran. This is what the Ummah needs. I urge all my Huffaz friends, turn to Allah today, perform 2 rakat salatu tawbah, repent, and say to Allah that, oh Allah, you've blessed me with this great ni'mat of Quran, and I have never been grateful to you. From today, I will live a life of righteousness. If I have forgotten the Quran, I will relearn the Quran, inshallah. And I will behave like a hafiz of the Quran. There should be distinguishing characteristics in a hafiz from the non-huffaz. So Qari Rahim Bakh Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala, when the management decided to bring the Masjid-e-Siraja down and reconstruct, he said, for as long as I am alive, this masjid will remain as it is. They had a lot of respect for Hazrat. For as long as I am alive, this masjid will remain as it is. So they said, why? He said that I have been teaching in this masjid for years, and the number of Qurans that have been completed in this masjid, I know no number. I don't know how many students have come here who have recited the Quran, how many times, what they have recited. And he said, whenever a person recites the Quran within the 4 walls, then every brick benefits from the barakah of that recitation. And he said that if you bring this masjid down, I will be deprived of the barakat of these bricks, and that will not happen for as long as I am alive. Being able to memorize the Quran and then to actually memorize the Quran. Madani Masjid is Mubarak, this Masjid is Mubarak, and all of us, whenever I participate in the gatherings of Quran, and Maulana Ahmed, who is my companion and who has my diary, I say to him that if somebody invites me for the completion of the Quran, try to accommodate according to your best ability. Try to accommodate. Because by attending the completion of the glorious Quran, we are not doing any favor to them. They are doing us a favor. By inviting us, they are giving us the opportunity to participate in such an auspicious gathering. I should be grateful to Maulana Sahib. I should be grateful to Madani Masjid. I should be grateful to all the young boys and their families who have invited me and made my participation possible today. I should be grateful to the management of this masjid who have toiled and who have gathered so many Muslim brothers for me and made my task of conveying the message of Allah easy for them. I should be grateful to you. Why should you be grateful to me? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us opportunities again and again to meet in Huddersfield, to meet in Leicester, to meet in the Haramain Sharifain, to learn deen from each other, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eventually unite us all in Jannatul Firdaus amongst the company of the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada and the Salihin. So my friends, there are so many favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One great favor is the Quran. And then there are so many favors within the Quran. So many favors within the Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has mentioned virtues of those who complete the Quran. Only complete the Quran in recitation, not huffaz. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that those people who complete the Quran in recitation, upon the completion of their Quran, their du'as are readily accepted by Allah. Not completing the Quran by heart, just completing the Quran. And I will make another appeal today. I would desire each person who is listening to me at this very moment and who will listen to me later through CDs, through internet, I urge each and every person to make a firm resolution that inshallah we will connect ourselves to the Quran from today. Connect to the Quran. What is Quran? The word of Allah. What is Quran? The book of Allah. Quran. We will connect. And in order to connect ourselves to the Quran, the very first thing we need to do is to recite the Quran. Recite the Quran daily. Daily recitation of Quran. And in order to connect ourselves to the Quran through recitation, let us make a firm resolution that inshallah daily we will recite Surah Yasin first thing in the morning. That will be our spiritual breakfast from today. Yasin Sharif. Either before Fajr or after Fajr, we will recite Yasin Sharif daily. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, Man qara'a Yasin fi sadrin nahar qudiyat hawa'ijuhu. One who recites Yasin Sharif early in the morning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill all his needs of the day. Allah will help him. Yasin Sharif daily. Before going to sleep, at least Suratul Mulk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a result of reciting Suratul Mulk daily, will save us from the punishment of the grave. So Yasin Sharif will secure the needs of this world, and inshallah Suratul Mulk will secure the needs of the hereafter. Because if we pass through the grave safely, then it is hoped that inshallah the Hashr will be passed through safely, the Siraj will be passed through safely. So first thing in the morning, Yasin Sharif. Any time after Maghrib Salat, until before going to sleep, Suratul Mulk. Every Friday, Suratul Kahf. Yasin Sharif is not difficult to recite. Everybody knows Surah Yasin. Suratul Mulk is very short. Suratul Kahf is slightly long. So those of us who have not the habit of reciting Suratul Kahf, begin reciting one ruku from this coming Friday. One ruku. And when you are in control of the first ruku, then add another ruku and start reciting two rukus. When you have control of two rukus, then add the third ruku. And before you know, inshallah, before Ramadan, you will have the whole Suratul Kahf under control. Why Suratul Kahf every Friday? Because we are passing through the times of fitan, trials and tribulations. And what is fitna? What is fitna? If fitna comes in this masjid, may Allah save all masajid from fitna. If fitna comes in this masjid, if fitna comes in Huddersfield, then that fitna is a decisive factor between who will remain connected to Allah and who will disconnect himself from Allah. There are only two choices. If during the fitna a person behaves correctly, then he will remain connected to Allah. And if a person behaves inappropriately, he will be disconnected from Allah. That is why it is called fitna, a test, a trial. Dajjal will be the greatest fitna of this ummah. Greatest fitna of this ummah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who recites Suratul Kahf every Friday, and if he happens to be in this world when the trial of Dajjal comes, then Allah will, through the barakah of reciting Suratul Kahf, save him from the fitna of Dajjal. From this we can deduce that if Suratul Kahf, through its barakah, we can be saved from the greatest fitna that this ummah will face, then the one who recites Suratul Kahf regularly will be saved from any fitna that comes. So Suratul Kahf is very, very important that every Muslim recites every Friday. So every morning Yasin, every evening Suratul Mulk, Friday Suratul Kahf, and thereafter daily, beginning from Suratul Fatiha, recite one juz. Daily one juz. If you are unable to recite one juz, we can settle for half. If not half, we can settle for even quarter. And if a person feels that no, even quarter is too much for me. Even quarter is too much for me. Because I haven't been reciting the Quran for ages. Quarter is too much for me. I can't recite properly. Or I am very busy. So I can recite the Quran properly, but I don't have the time. Or I am lazy. I have the time, I can recite, but I don't want to. Then we can even settle for one ruku. One ruku. We can go below one ruku as well, one page. But daily. Daily one page. Daily one page. If you begin reciting one page daily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you the tawfiq very soon to recite two pages daily, and then soon quarter, and then half, and before you know, you will be reciting more than one juz daily. Peer Ghulam Habib Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala, he was a great sheikh in Chakwal. I heard him say that the Quran is so sweet that if you connect somebody to the Quran to whatever extent, then the Quran itself will pull that person. So if you connect somebody to the Quran with one verse daily, say to him, I have said to so many young people that let's go even below one page. Promise me that you will recite one verse every day. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين. Your tilawat is finished. Do whatever you want. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الرحمن الرحيم The following The third day أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين One verse but daily The condition is daily One verse Within weeks They began reciting the whole juz Because Quran is very tasty Quran is very sweet Quran is very tasty Very sweet But because we are unwell, when we are in fever, we can't enjoy the dishes that other people are enjoying. It's not because the dishes are not sweet, it is because we are sick. So we are sick, and this one verse daily is the tablet that you are taking. And as a result of taking this tablet, you will get healthier, so you will begin to recite one juz every day, one ruku every day. And you will get even more better, more healthier. So you will begin to recite one quarter daily soon. And when you become completely healthy, you will recite even more than one juz. So please, make this resolution also that from today we will recite the Quran daily. And Quran needs to be recited with tajweed, correctly. So at the moment, begin reciting the Quran and make daily istighfar. Say, Oh Allah, I'm reciting the Quran, so I'm carrying out one aspect, but the other aspect is I should be reciting it correctly. I'm not doing that. Forgive me and grant me the tawfiq. And then find a qari or a hafiz or a maulana and start correcting your Quran. So connect yourself to the Quran by reciting it daily. Number two, connect yourself to the Quran by understanding the Quran. How do we understand the Quran? We don't know Arabic. How do we understand the Quran? By sitting in the durus programs of the ulama. And in the UK we are very fortunate that in majority of the masajid, the ulama and the a'imma, they impart durusul Quran. I am sure even in Huddersfield, the ulama must be imparting durusul Quran. And if not, then show interest and say to the a'imma that please, take out 20 minutes once a week. We are prepared to learn from you and impart Durusul Quran. Sit in the company of the ulama who are imparting Durusul Quran. Wherever I go, I say that it is so hurtful. It is so hurtful to see the local ulama preparing for the Durus of the Quran. It takes time to prepare for the Durus of the Quran. Because you are going to explain the words of Allah. It's not a novel that you are going to explain, and if you make a mistake, if you give your own interpretation, it won't really matter. This is word of the Quran. And you have to give the correct interpretation. Correct interpretation. It is for this reason, in order for one to comment on the Quran, to give the commentary of the Quran, a person has to have the knowledge of 15 to 18 sciences. Without having the knowledge of 15 to 18 sciences, it is not permissible to make comment on the Quran. Nowadays, laymen, they just pick up a translation of the Quran, they sit with friends, and they read the translation of the Quran, and they start commenting on the Quran. It is not permissible. It is not jais. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man qala fil Qur'an bi ra'yihi. One who says something in regard to any part of the Qur'an with his own opinion. So he reads the verse of the Qur'an and he thinks, what does this verse mean? What does this verse mean? What does this verse mean? And he looks at the literal meaning and he reaches a conclusion that this is what this verse means. And he explains to people that this is what this verse means. But he had not studied the tafsir of that verse from anybody, any expert. So as far as his tafsir is concerned, it is his opinion. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had two responsibilities. One was to convey the words of the Quran to the Ummah, and second was to convey the tafsir of the Quran to the Ummah. He conveyed the words and the tafsir to the Sahaba. The Sahaba conveyed the words and the tafsir to the Tabi'in. The Tabi'in conveyed the words and the tafsir to the Taba Tabi'in. And this has continued until today. The ulama who study in Madaris, their teachers who have learned the words and the tafsir of the Quran from their teachers, they convey that same tafsir to their students. So a person who has not studied the Quran from an expert, he does not have a chain leading to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is intelligent. So he ponders over the verse of the Quran, and without having the authority, he makes a commentary. And if the commentary is wrong, then he is sinful. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that through his own opinion, he reaches the correct conclusion. And he gives the correct commentary. He gives the correct commentary. So, man qala fil Qur'an bi ra'yihi, one who says something regarding the Qur'an, any portion of the Qur'an, with his own opinion, fa asaba, and he is correct in that opinion. That is what all the mufassirin have written. That is the tafsir conveyed to us by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Despite that, this person will be sinful in the eyes of Allah. Faqad akhta, he has made an error. What error has he made? What error has he made? The error he has made is that he did not have the authority to do something that he has done. That is the error he has made. It is like me, a sick person comes to me and I prescribe a medicine for him. And coincidentally, that medicine is the correct medicine. I prescribe a medicine that only a doctor can prescribe. And coincidentally, my prescription was correct. And if the case goes to the court, I will still be guilty. I will not be able to say, but what I said, all the doctor, no, I did not have the authority, so why did I prescribe the medicine? The person who does not have the authority to interpret the Quran, why did you interpret? Allah will question him. So we need to sit in the company of the ulama. The ulama, they have to make preparation. They make preparation, 1 hour, 1.5 hour, 2 hours. And then they come here and they impart the dars of the Quran, and it is so hurtful, Maulana. It is so hurtful. You go in the masajid and see how many people are sitting in the gathering. 5 people, 10 people, 12 people, sometimes 2 people, 3 people. And even the so-called religious people, those whose outer attire is completely religious, those who are associated to ulama, those who are associated to khanqas and mashaykh, and those who are associated to dawah and tabliq, even majority of these brothers are not prepared to sit in the durus of the Quran. And then how can we claim that we have connection with the Quran or with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Quran is the source of, and it is the source of ilm. It is the foundation of ilm. It is through the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transformed the lives of the Sahaba. Through Quran. Through Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants hearts cure from illnesses like shirk, like nifaq, like kufr. If any change can come in our lives, my friends, it is through Quran. It is through Quran. So many brothers are associated to me also, and they come all the way to Leicester, and they benefit every month. I say to them that you can only come to me once a month. And sometimes you might visit me after 2 months, after 3 months. People have their circumstances. So as far as your spiritual aspects are concerned, you discuss with me, but you must on a regular basis benefit from your local ulama. You have to benefit from your local ulama. As far as ilm is concerned, you must benefit from your local ulama. Our dawah and tabligh brothers, I have lot of love for the work, and I have lot of love for the workers, and they also have lot of love for me. Hafiz Patel Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala was very fond of me. Very, very fond of me. Those people who knew Hafiz Sahib from a very close distance, they know how much he used to mention me. If he had little time to come to Leicester, little time, then we have a Tablighi Markaz in Leicester of East Midlands. And if he had only time to visit one place, either Markaz or myself, he would give me preference. That is how much love he had for me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlighten his grave. And till today I miss Hafiz Sahab. And the void he has left behind cannot be filled. I feel the void. He was a barakah, he was a blessing for all of us. And the work of da'wah and tabligh, it nourishes the work of the masajid, it nourishes the work of the madaris, it complements so many things that are happening in the world. But I also say to them that without ilm, how can we make progress? We go for 10 days and spend 10 days in the majlis of our sheikh in the month of Ramadan, Khanqah. We return with jazba, with the zeal to follow the deen. But if we don't have the ilm, this zeal will just die away. Before we went for 40 days, and after we return from 40 days with jazba, the ilm is the same. Ilm is the same. It's like the steam in the engine. The steam is there, but it doesn't have the rails. So the engine will remain where it is with the steam only. It will not make any progress. We need to have two things, jazba, zeal, and also we need the rails. And the rails, ilm is the path. Ilm is the path, and we can only acquire ilm from the people of ilm. If we need grocery, we have to go to the person who sells grocery. Qari Siddiq Bandwi rahimahullah ta'ala used to say, if you want fish, where do you go? To the one who is selling vegetables? No, you go to the person who is selling fish. And if you want vegetables, you go to the person who is selling vegetables. So he used to say that if you want Allah, where should you go? You should go to Allah wale. So if you want ilm, where should you go? You should go to the people of ilm. Hazrat Luqman Hakim used to say to his son, he used to give advices. One advice was, Ya Bunayya, O my son, alayka bi mujalasatil ulama. Regularly hold fast to the majalis of the ulama. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revives the dead hearts through the company of the ulama. Because the ulama will talk about hadith, the ulama will talk about sharia, the ulama will talk about Quran. So durus of the Quran, my friends, very important. Durus of the Quran. Durus of the Quran. So recitation of the Quran, durus of the Quran. And number three, whatever we learn from the durus of the Quran, we practice. And part of practicing is preaching. Preaching is part of practicing. So we practice and preach. We practice and preach. What we learn here, we go home and tell our wives. What we learn here, we go home and tell our friends. We talk to our neighbors. Practice and preach. If we do this, my friends, if we connect ourselves to the Quran correctly, reciting the Quran, understanding the Quran through authentic sources and practicing the Quran, this world will be ours and the hereafter will be ours. Why? Because the one who reads the Quran, one who understands the Quran, and one who practices the Quran, Allah becomes his and he becomes Allah's. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ahlul Quran, hum Ahlullah. The people of the Quran are the people of Allah. And they are not only Ahlullah, wa khassatuhu. They are the special people of Allah. Those who learn the Quran, those who teach the Quran, those who practice the Quran, those who preach the Quran, they are the people of Allah, the special people of Allah. And my friends, Once we become Allah's and Allah becomes ours, then this world is ours and the hereafter is ours. Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala used to say, Tum nahi hasil to kuch hasil nahi. Oh Allah, if I cannot acquire you, then despite having everything, I have acquired nothing. Tum nahi hasil to kuch hasil nahi. If I have not acquired you, I have acquired nothing. And if I have acquired you, then despite having nothing, I have everything. Tum nahi hasil to kuch hasil nahi. Tum huye hasil to sab hasil huye. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. if you one is not mine, then despite having everything, I have nothing. To ek mera to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. If you one is mine, then everything is mine, the heavens are mine and the earth is mine. This is the easiest way to solve the problems of the Muslim Ummah today. We have to become Ahlul Quran. We have to become the people of Quran. And when we become the people of Quran, we will become the people of Allah. This is what we learn when we go to Khanqah, our Sheikh. What does our Sheikh want? Our Sheikh says, work hard on your tazkiyah. Work hard on your soul purification. Because once the soul is purified, then the whole deen will come in your life. When we go in Jamaat, what do we say? That there are six qualities that the Sahaba had. If these six qualities come in your life, then inshallah the whole deen will come in your life. We want the whole deen to come in our lives. We want the whole. What do the ulama say in the madaris to the students? What you learn, you practice. The whole deen should come in your life and the whole deen should come in the lives of the ummah. When the whole deen comes in our lives, my friend, then only Allah will be ours. And when Allah is ours, then everything is ours. So in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man qara al-Qur'an, one who reads the Qur'an. Just reading the Qur'an is very meritorious. Just reading the Qur'an. But here, one who reads the Qur'an, fastazharahu, and he memorizes the Qur'an. This hadith is regarding those students who are completing today. One who reads the Qur'an, he memorizes the Qur'an. وَأَحَلَّ حَلَالَهُ وَحَرَّمَ حَرَامَهُ. My dear students, the three students who are completing the Qur'an, and all the other huffaz who have already completed the Qur'an, Alhamdulillah, you have already done two things. You have recited the Qur'an, and you have memorized the Qur'an. Now you only have to do one more thing. Practice the Qur'an. Practice the Qur'an. Acquire more ilm by becoming ulama. If not, then by sitting in the company of the ulama, learning the lessons of the Qur'an from them, and practice. What is halal? What is halal? You may use. What is haram? Make sure you stay away from it. فَأَحَلَّ حَلَالَهُ وَحَرَّمَ حَرَامَهُ. What will Allah grant you? أَدْخَلَهُ اللَّهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah will grant you entry into Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Allah will grant you entry into Jannah. And not only grant you entry into Jannah, Allah will say, I am granting you entry into Jannah. And don't rush. Listen to me, Allah will say, don't rush. Because I am granting you entry into Jannah, don't rush into Jannah, hold on. Find 10 people from your household who are so sinful that Jahannam is incumbent upon them. Find 10 people from your household upon whom Jahannam is compulsory, Jahannam is incumbent. And bring that list to me and say to me that, O Allah, it is my request that you forgive these 10 people. I will forgive them and grant them entry into Jannah also. وَشَفَّعَهُ فِي أَشَرَةٍ مِّنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ كُلُّهُمْ قَدْ وَجَبَتْ لَهُمُ النَّارِ. How fortunate are these three students today who are completing the Quran. What a happy moment for their parents. What a happy moment for their relatives. What a happy moment for the teacher who is teaching them. For the management who is looking after the madrasa. Those people who are donating towards the madrasa and the masjid. What a happy moment for all of us who have been granted this opportunity to participate. What a happy moment for this masjid. What a happy moment for Madani Masjid. What a happy moment for the whole of Huddersfield. This barakat will be spreading throughout Huddersfield. For the whole world. Not only Huddersfield, for the whole world. We cannot see the far-reaching effects of this amal that is taking place today. And through the completion of these three young boys who have grown up in this country, born and bred in this country, and full-time education, despite that, they have been taking out their time. Allah has assisted them. And they have memorized more than 6,000 verses of the Quran. Allah, during these testing times, through such achievements, encourages us. ही स्ट्रेंथन्स आवर हार्ट्स. मुसलमानों ना घबराओ, खुदा की शान बाकी है. मुसलमानों ना घबराओ, खुदा की शान बाकी है. ड्यूरिंग दिस टेस्टिंग टाइम्स थ्री स्टूडेंट्स इन हडर्सफील्ड आर कंप्लीटिंग द ग्लोरियस कुरान. सो अल्लाह इज सेइंग टू अस बाय शोइंग अस दिस मिरेकल, मुसलमानों ना घबराओ, खुदा की शान बाकी है. अभी इस्लाम जिंदा है, अभी कुरान बाकी है. इस्लाम इज स्टिल लिविंग एंड इट विल लिव टिल द डे ऑफ कयामत. कुरान इज बाकी, इट इज इन एग्जिस्टेंस जस्ट एज इट वॉज व्हेन नबी सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम लेफ्ट. नॉट अ सिंगल वर्ड हैज बीन चेंज्ड. इट इज इन एग्जिस्टेंस, इट विल रिमेन इन एग्जिस्टेंस फॉर एवर एंड एवर. इट इज वी हू हैव बिकम वीक. If we connect ourselves to the Quran, the Ahadith, the Sharia, the Deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will see the help and nusra of Allah descending again. So my friends, let us go from this gathering with a focus on our lives. Just coming to gathering, listening to the talk, or rather enjoying the talk, and saying Alhamdulillah, MashaAllah, the bayan was very nice, or maybe it was a boring bayan. Is that why we come now? We come with the intention of listening to the speaker, whether he is softly spoken or in whatever way he speaks, and we concentrate on what he is saying and we practice what he says. That is why all the speakers come. Whatever their style of talking, this is also a ni'mat from Allah. Because every person, his nature is different. So maybe 10%, 20%, 25%, 50% of the brothers here may have found my talk interesting. So Allah brought me here for them. And maybe some people have a different liking. Allah brings those types of ulama also. Allah brings different types of ulama so that He can fulfill our spiritual needs according to our natures. So this is also a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how many, so many ulama come, mashallah, from not only all over the country, but all over the world. Please benefit from all ulama. Participate in the dawah and tabligh activity. Participate in the durus of the Quran. Benefit from the ulama. And learn, practice and propagate. Learn, practice and propagate. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين.
الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد. الله الصمد. لم يلد ولم يولد. ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك، يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك. اللهم إنا نسألك الرضاء بالقضاء ودرج العيش بعد الموت ولذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك ولا تنسنا ذكرك ولا تهتك عنا سترك ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم لا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم لا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة، فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع. اللهم اجعلنا من خدام دينك وعشاكك وعشاك حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهدنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم اهد الناس جميعا. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يحل حلاله ويحرم حرامه ويقيم حدوده. اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب غمومنا وهمومنا وسائقنا وقائدنا إلى جنات النعيم. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من ضراء مضرة ومن فتنة مضلة. اللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك العظيم. اللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك العظيم. اللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك العظيم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين. رحمك كرمك معاملة فرما, يسر سهولتك معاملة فرما, عفو عافيتك معاملة فرما, فضل عنايتك معاملة فرما, حفظ أمانك معاملة فرما. يا أرحم الراحمين ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما, ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما, ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما, ہماری سیئات سے در گزر فرما. یا ارحم الراحمین ہم گندے ہیں, سیاہیوں میں ڈوبے ہوئے ہیں, الہ العالمین ہمیں معاف فرما دے, ہمیں معاف فرما دے, ہمیں معاف فرما دے. یا ارحم الراحمین ہم اقراری مجرم ہیں. یا ارحم الراحمین سر سے پیر تک ہم گناہوں میں مبتلا ہیں. الہ العالمین ہمارے ہاتھ بھی بہت گندے ہیں, وہ اس قابل نہیں کہ تیرے در پہ پھیلائے جائیں. الہ العالمین ہماری زبانیں بہت گندی ہیں, وہ اس قابل نہیں کہ تجھ سے کچھ عرض و معروض کر سکے. الہ العالمین ہماری آنکھیں بھی گندی, آنکھوں سے بہنے والے آنسو بھی گندے. الہ العالمین ہمارا سراپا پورا کا پورا الہ العالمین گندا ہے. الہ العالمین روا روا بال بال تیری نافرمانی میں مبتلا رہا ہے. الہ العالمین ہم اس قابل نہیں تھے کہ ہمیں تیرے در پہ آنے کی اجازت دی جاتی, ہم اس قابل نہیں تھے کہ تیرے در پہ ہاتھ پھیلانے کی اجازت دی جاتی, ہم اس قابل نہیں تھے کہ تجھے تجھ سے مانگنے کی اجازت دی جاتی. لیکن الہ العالمین تو بڑا کریم ہے, تو بڑا رحیم ہے, تو بڑا رحمان ہے, تو رؤوف ودود ہے. الہ العالمین تو نہ صرف یہ کہ ہمیں اپنے در پہ لایا, الہ العالمین تو نے ہمیں تیرے کلام پاک کی کلام پاک کو یاد کرنے والے تین بچوں کی تکمیل کی مجلس کی سعادت نصیب فرمائی. الہ العالمین تو نے ہم سے زہر کی نماز پڑھوائی, اپنے سامنے کھڑا کیا, اپنے سامنے جھکایا. الہ العالمین تیرے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی باتیں کروائی سنوائی. الہ العالمین بری باتوں سے توبہ کی توفیق دی, اچھے اچھے کاموں کے ارادے کروائے. الہ العالمین تو کتنا کریم ہے. ارحم الراحمین کریم اسی کو کہتے ہیں جو بغیر استحقاق کے عطا کرتا ہے. الہ العالمین ہم غیر مستحق ہیں. الہ العالمین تو ہماری حالت کو مت دیکھ, تو اپنی شان کریمی کو دیکھ, اپنی شان رحیمی کو دیکھ. الہ العالمین تو ہمیں معاف فرما دے, ہمیں معاف فرما دے, ہمیں معاف فرما دے, ہمیں تیرے کلام سے جوڑ دے. الہ العالمین ہمیں تیرے کلام سے وابستہ کر دے, تیرے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے فرامین سے وابستہ کر دے. الہ العالمین ہمارے قلوب کو تیرے کلام سے, تیرے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے فرمان سے منور فرما. ہماری زندگیوں کو الہ العالمین اس سے الہ العالمین آراستہ فرما. الہ العالمین ہمارے ظاہر اور باطن کی اصلاح فرما. الہ العالمین اخلاق حسنہ سے آراستہ فرما, اخلاق رذیلہ سے ہمیں پاک فرما. ہماری زندگیوں سے معصیت کو دور فرما دے, لایانی کو دور فرما دے. الہ العالمین دنیا کی محبت ہمارے قلوب سے نکال دے, آخرت کی فکر ہمیں نصیب فرما دے. یا رب العالمین ہم محتاج بن کر تیرے در پہ آئے ہیں. الہ العالمین یہاں علماء موجود ہیں, یہاں حفاظ موجود ہیں, یہاں پر قراء موجود ہیں. الہ العالمین یہاں سفید رشک بزرگ موجود ہیں. الہ العالمین یہاں جوان بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں جن کی جوانی پر فرشتے بھی رش کرتے ہیں. الہ العالمین یہاں نابالغ معصوم بچے بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں. الہ العالمین جن کی آمین تیرے عرش تک جب پہنچتی ہوگی تو الہ العالمین تجھے بھی پیارا جاتا ہوگا. الہم الراحمین یہاں کمزور بڑے بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں, یہاں مسافر بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں, ملک کی مختلف الہ العالمین خطوں سے لوگ آئے ہوئے ہیں. الہم الراحمین اس پورے مجمع میں یقیناً کوئی نہ کوئی تیری دربار میں مقبول ہوگا. الہ العالمین اس کی آمین کی لاج رکھ کر تو ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے, ہم سب کے حق میں خیر کے فیصلے فرما دے. الہ العالمین دنیا اور آخرت کے ہر شر سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. الہ العالمین حسن خاتمہ کا دائمی فیصلہ فرما. الہ العالمین دائمی توبہ نصیب فرما, صراط مستقیم پر استقامت کا دائمی فیصلہ فرما, تیری رضا کا دائمی فیصلہ فرما, تیری رضا کا دائمی فیصلہ فرما. اے اللہ راضی ہو جا, ہم سے راضی ہو جا, ہم سے راضی ہو جا, اے اللہ ہم سے راضی ہو جا, اے ہمارے رب ہم سے راضی ہو جا, تو ہمارا خالق ہے, تو ہمارا مالک ہے, الہ العالمین تو ہمارا مسجود ہے, تو ہمارا معبود ہے, الہ العالمین تو ہمارا الہ ہے, الہ العالمین راضی ہو جا, الہ العالمین راضی ہو جا, الہ العالمین راضی ہو جا, الہ العالمین ختم قرآن کے موقع پر دعائیں قبول ہوتی ہے. آج ہم بڑی امیدیں لے کر یہاں آئے ہیں, الہ العالمین بڑی امیدوں کے ساتھ تیرے در پہ ہاتھ پھیلا ہے, الہ العالمین ہماری مقدر کو بدل دے, ہماری مقدر کو بدل دے, ہماری مقدر کو بدل دے. اگر تو نے میرا مقدر میں بدلا, بتا پھر یہ کامل نظر کس لیے ہے؟ اگر تیرے دیوانے یوں لوٹ جائے, یہ گھر کس لیے ہے؟ یہ در کس لیے ہے؟ الہ العالمین یہ تیرا گھر ہے, یہ تیرا در ہے. الہ العالمین دنیا کا شریف شریف کم سے کم درجے کا, ایوریج درجے کا شریف انسان, اس کے در پہ جب کوئی جاتا ہے, کھٹکھٹاتا ہے, ہاتھ پھیلاتا ہے, الہ العالمین وہ اس کے الہ العالمین دامن میں, اس کے کشکول میں, اس کے ہاتھ میں ایک روپیہ بھی ڈال لیتا ہے. الہ العالمین تو شریفوں کا شریف ہے, الہ العالمین تو شریفوں کو پیدا کرنے والا ہے, تو شرافت کا خالق ہے. یا رب الرحیم, یا رب الرحیم تو مانگنے کو پسند کرتا ہے, تو معافی کا معاف کرنے کو پسند کرتا ہے. الہ العالمین ہم بھی تیرے در کے بھکاری ہیں, ہم بھی تیرے دروازے کو کھٹکھٹا چکے ہیں, ہم نے بھی تیرے سامنے ہاتھ پھیلا دیے. الہ العالمین معاشی کی بھڑ میں پھنسی ہوئی ہماری کشتیوں کو نکال کر پار لگا دے. ہمارے لیے, ہمارے عوام کے لیے, ہمارے خاندان کے لیے قیامت تک تپڑے اور علم اور خدمت دین کے جاری اور ساری ہونے کے فیصلے فرما دے. الہ العالمین ہمارے خاندانوں میں علماء پیدا فرما, حفاظ پیدا فرما, محدثین مبصرین پیدا فرما, اولیاء پیدا فرما, دائی پیدا فرما. الہ العالمین خدام دین, خدام امت پیدا فرما, امت کے لیے ترقی والے پیدا فرما. رٹے ہوئے ہاتھوں کو قبول کر لے, قبول کر لے, قبول کر لے, قبول کر لے. الہ العالمین رحم فرما, کرم فرما, رحم فرما, کرم فرما. الہ العالمین ہم سب کو اپنی بارگاہ میں مقبول بنا دے. الہ العالمین قابل بنا دے. الہ العالمین ہمیں صلاحیتیں عطا فرما. الہ العالمین صلاحیت عطا فرما. یہ رحم العالمین آج کے اس جلسے کو بے اختیار قبول فرما. الہ العالمین اس میں جن حضرات نے, جن ماؤں اور بہنوں نے جس طرح سے بھی شرکت کی ہے, تعاون کیا ہے, انہیں بھی بے انتہا قبول فرما. الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین ہر ایک کو قبول فرما, قبول فرما, قبول فرما. اس جلسے کو پورے ہیڈسفیئر میں, پورے یورکشائر میں, پورے ملک میں, پورے یورپ میں, پوری دنیا میں خیر کے عام ہونے کا ذریعہ بنا. اے رحم الرحیم, اے رحم الرحیم, اے رحم الرحیم. جن بچوں نے آج حفظ قرآن کی تکمیل کی ہے, انہیں بھی بے انتہا قبول فرما, انہیں بے انتہا قبول فرما, انہیں بے انتہا قبول فرما, انہیں ہم سب کی آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا. الہ العالمین انہیں صدقہ جاریہ بنا, ہم سب کے لیے صدقہ جاریہ بنا, ماں باپ کے لیے, اساتذہ کے لیے, جنہوں نے ان کے پیچھے محنتیں کی, ان سب کے لیے صدقہ جاریہ بنا. مرتے دم تک قرآن کے ایک ایک لفظ کو ان کے سینوں میں محفوظ فرما. الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین ان کی زندگیوں کو قرآن مجید کے معانی سے آراستہ فرما, انہیں علماء ربانیین میں شامل فرما, انہیں امت کی قیادت کے لیے قبول فرما. الہ العالمین ہیڈسفیئر جیسے ایک چھوٹے سے علاقے میں بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں, الہ العالمین جامع مسجد نور میں بیٹھ کر تجھ سے مانگ رہے ہیں. یہ تین الہ العالمین چھوٹے سے ابھی بچے ہیں, لیکن الہ العالمین تو جب کرنے میں آتا ہے تو ذرے کو بھی آفتاب بنا سکتا ہے. الہ العالمین ان چیزوں کو قبول کروانا, ان چیزوں کو قبول کروانا, تینوں کو قبول فرما دے رب العالمین, ان تینوں کی اس محنت کی برکت سے ہم سب کو بھی قبول فرما دے, ہم سب کو بھی قبول فرما دے الہ العالمین. الہ العالمین مسلمانوں عالم کے حال پر رحم فرما. الہ العالمین جو قرآن مجید کے اختتام پر دعاؤں کو قبول کرتا ہے, الہ العالمین ان ختمات کی برکت سے مسلمانوں عالم کے حال پر رحم فرما. الہ العالمین یہ امت تیرے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو بہت محبوب ہے, الہ العالمین اس امت کے حال پر رحم فرما, اس امت کو قرآن سے جوڑ دے, حدیث سے جوڑ دے, شریعت سے جوڑ دے, دین سے جوڑ دے, دین کی خدمت سے جوڑ دے. الہ العالمین اسے قرآن اور حدیث کو حفظ جان بنانے کی توفیق عطا فرما. الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین اس امت کو بے مثال امت بنا دے. الہ العالمین صحابہ کی طرح انہیں بے مثال بنا دے. یا رب العالمین تیرے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی امت دنیا کے کونے کونے میں سسک رہی ہے, الہ العالمین اس کا کوئی پرسان حال نہیں ہے. الہ العالمین ہم گندے ہیں, بہت گندے ہیں, ہمیں اعتراف ہے کہ جو کچھ ہمیں ہمارے ساتھ ہو رہا ہے وہ ہماری شامت اعمال کی وجہ سے ہے, لیکن الہ العالمین پھر بھی ہم تیرے بندے ہیں, تیرا کلمہ پڑھتے ہیں, تیرے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے گیت گاتے ہیں. الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین رحم فرما دے, ممالک اسلامیہ پر خاص رحم فرما, ممالک اسلامیہ پر خاص رحم فرما, ممالک اسلامیہ پر خاص رحم فرما. الہ العالمین ہمارے بھائی, ہماری بہنیں, ہماری مائیں, ہمارے بوڑھے, ہمارے بچے, الہ العالمین لاکھوں کی تعداد میں بے گھر ہیں, الہ العالمین ان کے ایمان خطرے میں ہیں. الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین ممالک اسلامیہ میں امن کو عام فرما, امن کو عام فرما, امن کو عام فرما, برکتوں کو عام فرما, ممالک اسلامیہ کو اچھے حکمران نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین دین سے محبت رکھنے والے حکمران نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین مخلوق کی ہمدردی رکھنے والے حکمران نصیب فرما. اے رحم الراحمین, اے رحم الراحمین پورے عالم میں رحمتوں کو عام فرما, برکتوں کو عام فرما, سلامتی کو عام فرما, امن کو عام فرما, ظلم کا ظالموں کا خاتمہ فرما, دہشت گردی کا دہشت گردوں کا خاتمہ فرما. الہ العالمین امن کے عام ہونے کے لیے, ظلم کے خاتمے کے لیے, دہشت گردی کے خاتمے کے لیے جن جن اسباب کی ضرورت ہے سب کا غیب سے انتظام فرما. اے رحم الراحمین, اے رحم الراحمین ہمارے اس ملک میں بھی امن کو عام فرما. الہ العالمین نفرت کی فضاؤں کو ختم فرما, نفرت کی فضاؤں کو ختم فرما, نفرت کی فضاؤں کو ختم فرما. الہ العالمین ہم میں جو پریشان حال ہے ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما, جو مصیبت زدہ ہے انہیں عافیت عطا فرما. الہ العالمین جو بھی اولاد ہے انہیں اولاد صالح عطا فرما, اولاد والوں کو اولاد کی طرف سے آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین جو بھی رشتہ ہے انہیں نیک رشتہ نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین جن رشتوں میں دنیا ہے ناچاکیاں ہیں محبت سے مبدل فرما. اے رحم الراحمین جو جیلوں میں بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں, مقدمات میں پھنسے ہوئے ہیں, انہیں باعزت رہائی نصیب فرما. اے رحم الراحمین جو بے روزگار ہے انہیں وسعت والی, برکت والی, حلال روزی عطا فرما. جو گمراہی میں مبتلا ہے انہیں ہدایت سے سرفراز فرما. اے رحم الراحمین جو بے گھر ہیں الہ العالمین انہیں وسعت والی اپنے مکانات نصیب فرما. اے رحم الراحمین جن کی اولاد ان سے الہ العالمین ٹوٹی ہوئی ہے انہیں ان کے سینوں سے لگا دے. اے رحم الراحمین دنیاوی اخروی ہر خیر عطا فرما, دنیاوی اخروی ہر شر سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. پورے عالم میں جتنی دین کی محنتیں جس لائن سے ہو رہی ہیں سب کو قبول فرما, سب کو قبول فرما, سب کو ایک دوسرے کا رفیق بنا دے, سب کو ایک دوسرے سے جوڑ دے. الہ العالمین سب کو ایک دوسرے کا معاون بنا دے, اختلافات انتشارات کو ختم فرما. الہ العالمین اہل حق و حق پر مشتمع فرما, اہل حق و حق پر مشتمع فرما, اہل حق و حق پر مشتمع فرما. اہل حق کی جتنی تحریکات ہیں الہ العالمین چاہے وہ مدارس کی شکل میں ہو, خانقاہوں کی شکل میں ہو, دعوت تبلیغ کی شکل میں ہو, جمعیتوں کی شکل میں ہو, الہ العالمین ان میں, الہ العالمین ان کی صفوں میں انتشار سے حفاظت فرما. الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین باطل سے ان کی حفاظت فرما. الہ العالمین دشمنوں سے ان کی حفاظت فرما, منافقین سے ان کی حفاظت فرما. اے رحم الراحمین سب کے دلوں کو جوڑ دے, سب کے دلوں کو جوڑ دے, سب کے دلوں کو جوڑ دے. یا رسول اللہ امین, جس مسجد میں ہم بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں مدنی مسجد, اور الہ العالمین دوسری یہاں ہڈسفیل کی جتنی مسجدیں ہیں, مسجد نور, مدنی مسجد اور ہڈسفیل کی ساری مسجدیں, یہاں جتنے مدارس ہیں, اور الہ العالمین یہاں دعوت و تبلیغ کا جو کام ہو رہا ہے, اور الہ العالمین یہاں مسلم اسکول ہیں, جتنے بھی دین کے کام ہو رہے ہیں سب کو بے انتہا قبول فرما. الہ العالمین سب کی ضرورتیں پوری فرما, اپنے خزانے غیب سے ان کی مادی روحانی سب ضرورتیں پوری فرما, ان کو خارجی اور باطنی ہر قسم کے فتن سے محفوظ فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین, یہاں اس ہڈسفیل شہر میں جتنے علماء ہیں, جتنے مشائخ ہیں, جتنے مفتیان کرام ہیں, جتنے قراء ہیں, جتنے حفاظ ہیں, جتنے دین کے خدام ہیں, ان سب کے علوم میں, ان سب کے فیوز میں خوب برکت پیدا فرما, ان کی عمروں میں برکت نصیب فرما, ان کی قدردانی کی ہم سب کو یہاں والوں کو توفیق نصیب فرما, ان سے زیادہ مستفید ہونے کی توفیق عطا فرما, ان کے ٹھنڈے میٹھے سایوں کو امت پر تاجر قائم فرما. الہ العالمین پورے عالم میں جتنے مشائخ ہیں, جتنے اکابر ہیں, بزرگان دین ہیں, الہ العالمین جن کی برکات سے دین کی حفاظت ہے, ان سب کے الہ العالمین سایوں کو تادیر ہم لوگوں کے سروں پر قائم فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین, اس مجمع میں جتنے علماء ہیں سب کے فیوز میں علوم میں برکت پیدا فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین, ہمارے ماں باپ, ہمارے اساتذہ, ہمارے مشائخ, ہمارے محبین محسنین میں سے جو زندہ ہے, ان کی عمروں میں برکت پیدا فرما, ان کے فیوز میں برکت پیدا فرما, ہمیں ان کی دعاؤں کا مستحق بنا دے. الہ العالمین ان کی ناراضگیوں سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین, ان میں سے جو دنیا سے جا چکے ہیں انہیں اپنی جلال رحمت میں جگہ عطا فرما, ہماری طرف سے جزائے خیر عطا فرما. الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین, ان کی تعلیمات پر چلنے کی ہمیں توفیق عطا فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین, آپ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے جتنی بھلائیاں مانگی ہیں ان ساری بھلائیوں, وہ ساری بھلائیاں ہمیں عطا فرما. جن برائیوں سے پناہ مانگی ہے ان ساری برائیوں سے ہمیں پناہ عطا فرما. جن جن بھائیوں نے, بہنوں نے ہمیں دعاؤں کے لیے کہا ہے, لکھا ہے, جو ہم سے متوقع ہیں, جن کا ہم پر حق بنتا ہے, جو ہم سے تعلق رکھتے ہیں, محبت رکھتے ہیں, خصوصاً ہمارے ماں باپ, اساتذہ, مشائخ, دوست احباب, حاضرین مجلس, شرکائی مجلس, سبھی کے تمام جائز دیگر مقاصد کو پورا فرما, بیماروں کو شفا عطا فرما, مرحومین کی مغفرت فرما, جو مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما, جو نہیں مانگا, مانگنا چاہیے تھا وہ بھی عطا فرما. الہ العالمین اپنے رحم و کرم سے, اپنے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے توفیل سے ہماری سب دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم, وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم, رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين, سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين, واخر دعوانا ان الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا رب.